Parashas Lech Lecha starts Avraham Avinu and the whole Mahalach of every Seder starts over there. So if you take a look at the so the first thing is Ramban asks that how come you don't find anything about Avraham Avinu's previous life over here. Ramban says, famous Teretz, that it was all Avodah Zarah, so B'meila, Torah doesn't mention stuff that's a toz. The Maral speaks about that the Bechira was a Bechira Be'etzim, it wasn't because of Schusim, but B'cholofin, it's Ke'ilu Avraham Avinu starts over here, and it's more than that. Be'etzim, the entire Tzivui is that it starts from here. The entire Tzivui is to be Oikah, whatever was there before, and to start from this point onwards. So you could learn it. His Seviva was Avodah Zarah. It's not a good Seviva for him, but it's not like that. It's not it just for. I mean, he was already midlife. It's the pshat that there's something over here that requires it can't be connected to previous Seirish. He HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him brachas. And it's Vaeschol Gergol, Vavarecho, Vagal Shmecha, Vaye Bracha, Vavor Machem Kalcha Or, Venivro Kalmishkez Hadama. So the of the things that he's Mevarachim with, many things, but the word that recurs again and again is the word Bracha. And it's something that is it's kilu a bracha itself is always a chetimtza. When you ask somebody, I want a bracha for something, so you say, fine, a bracha for what? But when you just say, I give you brachas and brachas, a bracha is an introductory word. It requires a bracha for what? So vavorecha. So it does say Vagal Shmecha was Gagol, Veye Brocha twice, Vavrochem Vechecha another time, Vinivacho Komishchas Adoma. Everything about it is going to be Nizbarech. It's Mashma Ki'ilu. There's something about the Musig of Brocha itself is going to Avram. And Rashi brings the Chazal, Veye Brocha, Habrochas Nesunav Biyotcha. Adachshav Hoyu Biyodi. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him over to Koyach HaBrachos. The repetition of word bracha, vayei bracha, v'nivruchu b'chol kavshar avdama, it all means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the chetimtza for the ability to give brachas. So, that itself is also, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas that he gives to Avraham Avinu, we understand, you know, he should become big, he should become chashuv, recognized, but that he should be able to give out brachas, it's nice, but in other words, what's the tachlis of it? The other ones, the tachlis is in itself, being an Ummah Gdoila, being an Ummah Chashuva, being Adam Chashuv, those that's a Te'elas. The fact that he can give brachas to others, it doesn't seem to be any type of, what did he say? I guess he gave him a bracha to become a Rebbe. What was it? He's telling him that you now be able to mevarech and I'm giving you over the Koyach HaBracha. The also the word veye bracha, so Chazal darshin that Veschel Gordel is Hashem Lake Avram, Vavrech is Hashem Lake Yitzchak, Vavrech is Hashem Lake Yaakov, Yochle Chosim Mekulon, Tamim Veye Bracha, Becho Chosim Lei Bohem. So the veye bracha means that the Chsima will be with you. So one spoke about what was the issue. I mean, what was Avram Vino was jealous, he didn't want anybody else to have part of it. But I'd like to focus on the word veye bracha. He told him vavarecha. So yes, that's for Yitzchak. But in reading Veschel Gadol vavarecha vagadol shmecha, so vavarecha is going on Yitzchak, and he's already told veye bracha vavarecha. According to this pshat, that veye bracha is not that you give other people brachas, but yom mizbarech. It's a simple repetition. It's hard to believe that, I mean, Vavarecha is Yitzchak's name. So, V'yehiyei Bracha means something other than Vavarecha. Whatever is included in Vavarecha, Rashi's Vavarecha is B'momen, V'yehiyei Bracha is something else, and that is by becoming the, and the etzim and tzias Bracha, that's something that's bigger than all the others, and it's koil everybody else, and so on. So what exactly does V'yehiyei Bracha mean? What exactly are we referring to? Those are the kudos who want to try a little bit to understand, because it Betzim goes to the heart of who Avram was, what he did, what he accomplished, and so on. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the Tachlis HaAdam in the Bria? So, Purvu, the Adam is the Stavet to have Peiris, Urvu, and to increase the Bria. To Adam, or Adam was the crown of the Bria. Adam is the tachs of the Bria, and increasing Adam, being marba Adam, or vu, is Adam's avodah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Adam is marba whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. If you think about it, there's something there that is a little bit hard to put a finger on. Lamashal, if I give a pie to somebody to give out to all the other siblings, to all the bachrim, so the person takes a pie and he cuts it up fairly evenly and he cuts it up for everybody a piece. I wouldn't say that he was marba pieces. Sachakol, all he did was he cut it up. I could say he made it more accessible to many people, but certainly what he did not increase the pie at all. It made many pieces at the expense of how big each piece is. So when I give you the pie, it's so big, and when you take each piece, it's smaller, but there's more pieces to go around. But I can't say the word being marbe carries in itself some sort of sense of yesh ma'ayin. If when I take seeds and I plant them, and I took a handful of seeds let's say I took 100 seeds and I planted them. When I harvest it, I get thousands and thousands of millions of seeds. So, on a very, very simple level, it looks like I was marbit. Everybody understands that it took out of the ground nutrients, it took out of the water, and it sort of took together stuff. But b'cholof, in our eyes, what we see is ribui. It's not really yesh me'ayin, but it b'cholof is some sort of something is there that wasn't there before. So ribui is something that is not yesh me'ayin. Nobody can start by waving a wand and have wheat grow. On the other hand, it's not like taking a pie and cutting it up. It's somewhere else. So what is that phenomena? In other words, Balei Chayim, for instance, are capable of cutting up the pie. They come into a field. There's a lot of things in the field growing. Each Balei Chayim eats what it wants to eat. So each one took a piece of the world. Accidentally, they might drop off something, but it's not something that is in any way marbe. Adam, by plowing, by planting, by being misrabe consciously, Adam is being marbe in the world. So what exactly is that phenomenon? Where does that fit in? Kuzari says it's in Maima Dalet Sif Chafei. So the Melech Kuzarim asks the Chava, I want you to show me something that's left over from the big Chachmas of Chachmei Yisrael of yore. Something in the old days. Omar Chava, Mehem Sefer Yetzirah. One of those Chachmas is Sefer Yetzirah, V'hu L'Avraham Avinu, and it's something written by Avraham Avinu. Yesh Boi Dvorim Stumim, U'Pirushoi Arich. There are things there that are very, very sasim, and it needs a lot of explanation. Hoira loy kusva achtus bedvar mischalfim misrabim mitzad.
aber misachtim umasim mitzad acher. Vasemosim mitzad echad asher misadro. So it's a little bit different. This is a little bit of translation. Some write hoyer alakus va'achtus bitzad. Same idea, same point. In other words, there are things in the Bria that they show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they show Achdus in one way, and they show Ribui in another way. So, Lemoshel, when you have the Bria, you have balechayim. So the fact that you have so many different types of balechayim, so many different oifanim, that it seems to indicate many, many forces at work. Each balechay is its own metzias. But if you take a look at the Kamei Sheiresh, the fact that all balechayim have DNA, all balechayim, the DNA is similar, and so on, that it shows you that there's a common sheirish. So you have the Bria displays itself mitzad echad beribui or mitzad acher beachtus. Its presentation is varied, multifaceted, but its sheirish is one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before there was a world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a yachid. And until there was a Bria, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus and Yechidus was one in the world. After there's a Bria, there seems at first glance to be many, much, and that seems a stira to the musig of Echad. But when a person is misamik in it, Avraham Avinu wrote a sefer that and the tzura the sefer that we have, it's not a big sefer, it's the tzura that we have, is it starts that how many different combinations of letter make how many different combinations of words. So at the same letter you get many, many words. The idea that having a few elements, you can make many, many other elements out of it. So the Bria has in itself a sheirish of echad and a presentation of much and many and so on. This phenomena is called bracha, because a bracha is not chal on nothing. Famous by Avadia, she needed to have osuch shem and echad. She needed to have one small pitch of oil, because without that, there is no yeshmaayin. Even a Kadosh Baruch Hu after Bria does not do yeshmaayin. Meirach gisa, it's a process that is not just dividing what exists. It's not taking from a big barrel of oil and meeting it out to small ones. It's taking oil and having mizbarech. Mizbarech is a process that describes this presentation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that has one sheirish and many toitzois. That's exactly the type of a bracha. A bracha needs a sheirish to start with, and it's one sheirish it starts with, and it flows into many, many different pratim. Rav says bracha is the three letters of bracha are all the second letters. The base is the second letter, the aleph, you know, of the singles. The resh is the second letter of the hundreds. The chaf is the second letter of the tens. It's always kilu the hemshich of something. So bracha is made both in its presentation on the ribui, and mitzad et sheirish, it is made on the yachid, on the echad. If we're to ask ourselves, what is Avodas HaAdam in the Bria? Avodas HaAdam in the Bria is that to take and make everything to be marba the Bria, while continually affirming the Sheirish Echad for all of it. So Lamos, the Rambam writes in Shmaya Prokim that the Tachas Avodas Adam is the ideal of Avodas Adam is where all his Maisim, Kol Maaser Hashem Shemayim, where the thousands of mitzvahs that we have all focus on the same thing, and the myriad of divrei chulin we do all focus on the same atara. That's where the bria is realized. So in the big picture, Adam is there to be marbe de bria pruvu, and when he does it appropriately, he's constantly showing the kama shayish. So just like when the person is Eishanamis, when the Eish Avadi was pouring the oil, so the oil itself is, you have only one small jar of oil, and the fact that that's what you see in your hand, and the many that come out of it, you see clearly the junction of the two together, of the ribui and the shevish echad. The avodah zarah, what avodah zarah does in the bria is disrupt that process specifically. The process of seeing everything coming from one shevish, that is the pagam of avodah zarah happens there. By bria's ha'olam, it's not shaykh to have avodah zarah. If we were standing, so to speak, bria's ha'olam, if a person, no one can dehear bria's ha'olam. Mitzad roiv, Rambam's masbit, mitzad sheni, in the normal mundane process of dividing what's there into different pieces, that is chulin be'etzim. There's no, that's the place where there's a makom for kilkul and avodas adam is in the nexus between the things in the bria that have a sheirish and the ribui. Oiv avodas zarah what taifus the ribui sheboy. So they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many malachim. Things come through malachim. So each malach is has his own fiftim. And it was a process, like the Rambam says, it was a slow process. But the point was to begin to isolate and to amputate the various limbs of Ashkar from the Kamen Shairish. That was the Pagamba of the Zohar and the Bria. Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Yachid, Echad, Avram, Echad, Avram. Avram was one. His Mohus was one. And Bemela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now had the Hechetimtza to give back the Tzura of Adam the way it should be. Avram Avinu would be the one that would establish Tzuras Adam the way it should be. That it's a person whose Mohus is Mitzar Echad. He's mushrash in the echot of the world. That's his echot Avram. And mitzad sheni, the ribui that came from him, the ribui zera, the ribbonim, the ribbon chasim, all ribuyin that came from him, automatically saw itself belong to there. Chazal, famous Chazal, that people would come eat Avram, and he would say bench, and they say we don't do that type of thing. So we'd say okay, so pay. So they would choose benching. It wasn't a game, you know. Chazal wasn't playing. He wasn't paying. He wasn't paying them off to bench. He was making a statement. Everything in the world belongs to someone, so there is no hefker in the world. So either you deher me personally, that I Avram am the one, the buck stops with Avram. It's mine food, so they pay for it. If you understand that I'm only a conduit, and it's coming from Ribbono Shel Olam through me, so it's Ribbono Shel Olam. But you if your line of vision stops at me, then payment is in order. If your line of vision extends to the emes, then Birsam Mazen is in order. He was restating these things in different words. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to cut him off from his shroshim. Lech lecha, ma'atzmat ha'savicha, if Avram Avinu's shroshim all saw themselves as being a dove of Ne'atzmoy, a yesh b'fnei atzmoy, then Avraham Avinu is also just a, so Avraham Avinu belongs to the Terach line. The Akira from what was because to have the Echad Haya Avraham, to be able to have a Sherish of Echad, you have to have Echad. So just like Adam's children, if had they not been the Chet and the Chatoim, they would have the heard, because everything comes from Adam. Once there was Avodah Zarah, there had to be a Nituk from any other things. The world starts with Avram, and Avram is Avram Sheres to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's so. It starts with Avram. He also doesn't give him a place. Lecha Ma'atcha Me'Savicha. You leave what's there. He doesn't resettle him. He doesn't get his own Sheres. Al Arta Sher Eko means he's the Sheres is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his. So where do you live? Where Kaddish Baruch Hu puts me up. So it's just like if I come for a simcha somewhere, and someone asks me where you're going to stay, wherever the Baal Simcha is going to put me up. I may know the address, may not know the address, but the address is not where I'm staying. I'm not staying at 1250 something or other. I'm staying where the Baal Bas placed me. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu would have given him a makom, then it becomes one of the many umas that also has a makom. So each umah has a different sheirish, and each umah has a different place. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechalak the world, and b'meila they became part of the ribui without having in itself the sheirish of echad. Also, so Kadosh Baruch Hu told him yochol yochaisim bekula means that would be lacking in the point that we're making. So then Yitzchak's inyanim are there, and Yaakov's inyanim are there. If Yitzchak and Yaakov are not kol in Avram, then Klaus has three shrashim, and we're back to square one again. We're back to the problem. So they're not even avzar befoil, but there's no sense of where it comes to. Ve'ye bracha u'chaisim becha means that everything comes back to one shayrish, to the echorei Avram. Ve'ye bracha means not I will bench you, I'm going to give you something of arecha. Ve'ye bracha means you become the mitzias of bracha. The way we explain the mitzias of bracha is the junction of echad and ribui. It's the chibur of the two together. And b'meila, the Avraham Avinu became a cheftz of bracha because Avraham Avinu is the personification of the one who's dovok to the sheirish and mashpia b'chutz. So Avram's midah is really a double midah. He's mashpia chesed, and hashpah of chesed by definition is hashpah of ribui. If you give much, you give many. That's his hashpah of many and much. But it's he's giving many and much as a spout from one sheirish, and that's that sheirish. So Avraham Avinu's mitzias is to be maimed Hashem Echad as one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mashpia outwards in many ways, and that's called the role of bracha in the bria. The matar of the bria is bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria to be misrabe. Things should grow more. Planting seeds, you grow more. Breeding animals, you grow more. People, there's a hilada, there's always a constant growth. That's called bracha. And Avraham Avinu is the one that shayach to that mitzvah of bracha. So I'd like to move a step behind it and try to understand a little bit. So what is... what is the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah? In other words, we're saying that the Avodah of affirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus in the Bria is Ve'ye Bracha, is that the person dehears that everything comes from one Sheirish, and B'meila that's Emunah versus Avodah Zarah, Be'etzim. It's not that Avodah Zarah doesn't deny that there's a mashpia, it just gives everything its own little hashpah. So what is the Shershis Avodah Zarah? It's we don't have it, so Baruch Hashem, it's not, we don't have the tam of that Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, so it's something that we don't inherit as something that we're crazy to do, we're eager to do. But what is the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah? If it's a mistake in Cheshbon, that the theological Cheshbonis, do they figure it this way, that way, the other way, it's hard to call that a Yitzra, it's a Tos, and the Targum Taichas, Avodah Zarah Tavsa, as Tos. But in order for it to be Ra, there has to be a Sherish of a Yitzhara. Chazal say that but that's Miyuchat to Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael, who has a Sherish of Emunah and Yediyah, for them it was an excuse. But what is in its Shroshav? What is that Yetzirah Vazah? Where does it fit under? What category of Yetzirah? The Pasuk says in Micha, it says, Kol ha'am kulam yelchu ish le'elikov, be'elikov, be'elikov. Every Ummah goes with their God. So, and in other words, each and every Ummah has a different Avodah Zarah, has a different God. It means that the Ummahs recognize be'etzim that the gods are specific to themselves. The Romans held the Greeks held that their gods were strongest gods, and the Babylonians held that their gods were stronger. Everybody had a god that he worshipped. Everybody recognized, in a sense, that the other god is belongs to the other Ummah. And the question was, which god has stronger muscles, and they'll fight it out, and the strong god is going to win, and the other gods are going to have to pay homage. That's sort of primitive, but that's sort of a bizarre. There's a much deeper sherish in that. So the Avodah Zarah we know, and maybe even the Avodah Zarah we read about, it was very primitive. But there's a deep sherish. It started, Avodah Zarah started way back when. What's the difference if there's ish b'shem alehav, each person in the name of his God, or Hashem Elokeinu? Whenever, if there are many gods, and I have this God, then be'etzim, this God is my choosing. Moshama Davadayma. If I'm free to choose whichever country I want to live in, so I choose to live in this country, I'm obeying the rules of the country, but it's because I chose the country. And I can pick myself up and move to another country without bother. So be'etzim, even though the rules here are like this, the rules are not kai for me anything, because I just choose a different one. The idea that a person's mitzias is butl to that sherish, a person's own mitzias is butl to that sherish, that's only possible when there's one absolute God, and it's a mitzias that, so everyone is butled to it. But if every God has his own fiefdom, and I choose the God, then the God is my creation. Even if I profess that he's stronger than me, and more powerful, and it's important, but he's the golem that I made. He's the Frankenstein I created. So be'etzim, to say that in a fundamental way, I'm a shubit to him, is meaningless. I can say that it's kedai, he's a strong Frankenstein, he's a strong golem, and once he's running around, you better stay away. But be'etzim, it's my God. In my God, in the sense, it's my yetzira, it's my creation, I've made him my God. even if I, whatever I profess to believe, but I've made him my God. So in the world of Avodah Zarah, there is no God. There are gods. That means I can pick and choose what I want to do. But there's no such thing as being, I can't call it a hisbatlus. So be'etzem, I, in a sense, am peer to the gods. I have no balabas over me. If I can choose the balabas I want, it means I'll always have to settle. But I don't have a balabas. I choose. I work for this person, I work for this person. So a world that has no Hashem Echad doesn't have any God. The drive behind it is the earliest drive that Adam had. The first chet came because the Nachash told him v'yisem kelokim idet avera, that you're equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing is you'll be like. So it wasn't Adam didn't think that he'd be as strong as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in terms of the decision making process, what's right, what's wrong, so then Adam becomes like him. Because Adam is created with Salmo de Musay, because Adam is created as the Echad Nebriya, his Yetzirah is to break free of the ultimate Echad. That's the oimik of a person. It's the reason why people will give their lives to be independent. You'll ask somebody, I rate my life by being somebody's Eved as, let's say, an 85. And taking the chances of failing at the rebellion and being jailed and being killed, v'chulu, I have a 50 chance or 40 chance or whatever you want to give it to do better. Many people who have sparked themselves will try to be free. The answer is because that's the Mitzias Adam. So since Mitzat Debriya, Adam is the Melech. Since Mitzat Tachtoinim, Adam is the Yachid. So in the world over here, the ribuy in this world, to the ribuy in this world, I'm the yachid. I'm the one that takes the seeds, plants, cultivates, and makes a million seeds. I'm the one who makes many children. I'm the one who breeds many animals. So in this world, I'm the yachid, that the whole world is, kifshua, redu. I'm the one who's the master of the world. So b'meila, the Yetzirah of Adam is to freeze that in place and cut off his sheirish, and cut off his sheirish from his echad, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah accomplishes it. Adam has to admit he's not the all-powerful. There are winds that blow, there are droughts, there are rains, there are wars, all sorts of things that a person is helpless. So a person says, each one is a koyach. And since there are many koyachs in the Bria, I choose and pick which koyach I want. And so even though I'm theoretically subservient, but be'etzem, I'm not. If I can leave and go, then I'm not an evet. Then I'm a servant, not an evet. That it's not shaykh to have bracha that way in the Bria. Because if I don't teher the things in the Bria as the hemshech to the echad, then it's just like if I cut off a tree or a stalk, it's finished. It's not going to grow more because it's cut off from the shrashim. The Bria itself was beklola. Or the or on the Adama that was chal was because Adam Arishin is not, if it starts with Adam Arishin, there's no bracha. So bracha was taken away from the Bria. And it could only come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where that's the only place where a person sees Miyadcha and so on. Avram Avinu was an echad, meaning he projected the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his mahus. He was kulei batla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he served food, he said, I'm the waiter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. yes, I'm the hired hand. I'm the guy who puts the seeds in the ground. I'm the guy who plows everything, but it's his, because bracha. If I look around the bria and I see bracha, then I dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu's sheirish working, because Adam can only do yesh miyesh. All that's really possible to do is Adam can take wheat, grind it, and bake it. That's just a rearrangement. That's Koyach Adam. Or if it's bracha, it can come only from Kadosh Baruch Hu, because every bracha has in itself a certain yesh ma'ayin to it, and it has to be mechubah to the sheresh. There is no ribui mitzad the bria. The ribui appears in the bria, but its sheresh lies there. Avraham Avinu began changing the world, and Avraham Avinu had to be misnatic, menutik from his shrashim, because had he had many shrashim, then Avraham Avinu is also a composite. Avraham Avinu's, the aftachat Avraham Avinu was he would become the one who has both the sheresh and the hemshich together. I've said a few times that Avraham Avinu is called an Av, Avraham, Avos Ashleisha. The word Av, if bracha is beis, reish, chaf, which are the oisis of hemshich, Av is the sheresh with the hemshich. That's what an Av is. And Avraham Avinu was the one who could give back bracha to the bria. A shalom de kebria is something that flourishes, and in every time the bria flourishes, it's be'etzem mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the bria that's flourishing, mikipem isbarach, it's from itself, so to speak, and it's all projecting and demonstrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something that a person in a longer term avoid of a person, as a person goes out into the world in any capacity. If a person is zeichen is marbitz teira, a person is zeichen is mizak sarabim, a person is misasik in yeshuv shalom, a person's work consists of rearranging stuff, you know, taking the flour and baking bread. But really, what a person wants to see is bracha b'mayis yadav. The takana that Chazal gave us for the inyanim that we're oisik in is barich aleinu, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meichel bracha b'mayis yadav. So on a low level, bracha is just a prosperity. Instead of, you know, instead of just rearranging the furniture, you know, and living from hand to mouth, I prosper. Everything blossoms. So that's very pasha ta'if, and that it's a davar ta'if. But down deeper, baruch aleinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make us veheye bracha. Veheye bracha is the nifalik echibur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the agent for this inyan that the Kuzari says. The person becomes the agent, so the prosperity that he's zeicha to, he projects the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus as being the sheirish of it. Like Kuzari says, the bria is megala sefer yitzir that Avraham Avinu wrote. The sefer Avraham Avinu left us as his legacy is a sefer that starts by describing that the bria is a combination, a chibur nifla, of a sheirish that's echad v'yachid, and a display that is ribu revavin alfin. If we ask ourselves the core of atzlachas adam, what is, how do you describe it? Bracha is a description of it. And we have aftacha from Avraham Avinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. In as much as a person stels tzu to Avraham, that is ma'isev ol Hashem Shemayim, in as much as a person understands himself that he has a tremendous ribui of tafkidim v'achrayis in the bria, and all of it has one tachlis, one destiny, then a person shall suit to that bracha. as a person, is oisik, the more, without being oisik, there's no bracha. Bracha has to have kalim, that a person is filling up. But a person also needs always to have his hand on that kli echad, on that osik echad, on one point. If a person is zeicha to mechaber to where a person brings out all the ribu koiches and opportunities he has, and is dovuk to the shayach of echad, the person himself becomes a shtik bracha. He becomes a hemshech of the veye bracha of Avraham Avinu. Shabbos.
Someone made the aura to me.